This is the Daily Ghost Podcast. Turn the lights down and let's get strange as we bring more life to creepy pasta stories and creepy stories alike. Welcome to the Daily Ghost Podcast. Greetings, listeners. Welcome back to the Daily Ghost Podcast. Oh boy, do we have another awesome story for you. I've already mentioned it this week or whenever I did the last episode. Doesn't really matter. These stories are going to be coming from me. These are all original stories that I wrote. So if you listen to them and you've enjoyed them, just know that's my writing. And it's much appreciated that you guys even take the time to listen, let alone tell me how much you enjoy it. That doesn't happen, actually. Nobody does that. Anyways, it is a pleasure to be here. It is a fun show. I enjoy doing this podcast. And I'm glad to see it grow. I honestly never expected something like this. Something like this show, in a sense, where... I'm so grateful that you guys are out there and you're supporting and you're constantly listening. And somehow it's growing. I don't know how, but it is. I accept it. I'm not going to run from it, okay? I'm going to grasp it. I'm going to hold on to it very tightly and only hope that we continue to grow. Because I'll tell you this, there's another show out there, and I don't want to push you guys onto it because you like this show, but there's a podcast out there that started earlier, late last year, and it's hosted by an amazing guy, but they kind of do the same thing. They tell ghost stories, but they have a second person who is new to the ghost story, and they just react. But here, I don't know, it's different. It's different to a certain degree. This is the Audible. This is the poor man's Audible, okay? So you guys are getting only creepy stories, only weird stories here at the Daily Ghost. As I always say, you can follow us on Instagram at Daily Ghost Pod. And email the show a recording of you reading a creepy story or telling a creepy story at thatdailyghost@gmail.com, and you'll get your own specific episode much like this. But without further ado, a new story coming from me, the host, as well as the author and story reader, story guy for this episode. And today's story is simply called Alfalfa. The eyes in the painting start following me. I hear distant voices come from the basement. My neck hair is always on end. The temperature change is obvious. They try to speak to me, but I ignore their whispers. I've told anyone who will listen, but they don't help me. None of it is real to them, but I see it. They cling to their backs. I scream at them over and over, and I'm shackled. They keep saying I'm crazy, but I know better. You don't feel what I feel, or see what I see. That's your weakness, but my strength. I'll always be one step ahead. They knock lamps off tables and steal clothes. It's always our fault, though. We are to blame, not them. They don't see what I see. I scream, over and over. Helping me is their job. Why did I waste my time? I knew this was important, but they don't believe. I've shown them the wounds from battle, the scars from war. But do they understand or feel compassion? To at least listen? Not a chance. I'm out of my mind. They convince me. I repeat it again to myself. I am crazy. This cannot be real. I know it isn't. I hear a whisper tickle my ear. I can't understand its voice. But I know it isn't mine. They think hiding inside my blanket will help. These are not closet monsters. There is nothing under my bed. My ears begin to ring, and I scream. They rush in, strapping me to my bed. I am no animal, but I don't want to die either. I scratch and claw at them as they lock the chains. They don't know what they are doing. This won't help me at all. This makes it worse, in fact. I'm so vulnerable. These lock and keys won't keep them away. I hear their footsteps approaching. Chills run up my spine like a single drop of sweat just trailing down my back. My neck hair stands at attention as the temperature starts to change. They're closer now. Closer than they have ever been. Why do they wait so long? I'm ready to go. I've mentioned it many times, yet they still arrive and leave. The others let them in, no matter my opposition. They claim it's something I need, but they don't know. It's killing me. There's a constant buzz inside my ear now. Its volume increases. It's unbearably hot in here now. I'm drowning in sweat as I still struggle to break free. I feel them at the door now. I hear the handle turn and the hinges break loose. The two horrendous faces peer around the fake cherry wood door. I start to panic to a different degree. I've never felt this kind of fear. I am always afraid, but this is always worse. The faces gleam at me. I try to look away, but all I can do is press my face left. I squeeze my eyes closed, still struggling to get away, and I feel the weight change in my bed. They're right above me now. Tears, sweat, and pain avalanche my dismal sanity. I still struggle with the wrist and ankle bracelets, making me vulnerable again. Then I feel one of them touching my arm, and it's hot. It almost burns me. I start to seize up completely. No one's coming to help me now. They never do. If I could scream, I would. But my voice is gone. I hear a light whisper in my ear again. I shake my head, avoiding what it's saying, but it keeps whispering. The same thing, again and again. I've heard it tell me this before. I know the lies, especially from this cadence. The whisper grows louder, to the point of almost feeling it hit my ear. Honey, it's just us. Calm down. Breathe. 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 The whisper says. This has been a Daily Ghost podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you've enjoyed every episode. And if you want to continue to hear more, don't forget to subscribe and follow us on Instagram at Daily Ghost Pod. That's Daily Ghost P-O-D. And you can also support the show by simply visiting patreon.com/podculture. That's patreon.com/podculture. Help this thing grow. Help it become as creepy as we'd want. Thanks again for listening to the Daily Ghost Podcast. Until next time, my pretties.